okay, you got your K.
Give me a A.
A, you got your A, you got your A.
Give me a P.
P, you got your P, you got your P.
Give me an O.
O, you got your O, you got your O.
Give me a W.
W, you got your W, you got your W.
What does that spell?
Kapow! Hey, I'm Jess.
And I'm Jen. Welcome back to our crazy,
audacious
podcast
of the
week, also known as Kapow.
For those who are new to Kapow, Kapow is a weekly podcast that includes things like current events, quotes, sports, fine arts, debate, and of course, I said it.
What does that mean?
Well, glad you asked. It's an acronym for interviewing students and teachers in the hallways.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty pumped for these crazy, audacious podcasts of the week. Let's get started.
Okay. To start off this week's podcast, we're going to go interview Mrs. Raven, the Central Line Varsity Volleyball Coach.
Hey, Mrs. Raven, what are your team's goals this year?
Well, as a team, our goals are to place first in our conference. We also set team goals for ourselves, talking about the serve-receive percentage, serving percentage, aces, blocks. We set all those goals for ourselves to set our standards high so we don't just settle for just anything. So that's what we set for ourselves.
Okay, what is your outlook on the season this year?
I think we're going to have a successful season. I feel that we have a lot of seniors that have experience, hopefully that they can push through and have a sense of urgency to really get after it and do well. So, you know, I see that we can be successful, but one of the keys to our success will be teamwork, working together and communicating with each other.
Okay, what are your strengths and weaknesses of this year's team?
Well, one of the strengths is that we're a very quick team. We move well, we pick up, we're very scrappy. We pick up a lot of balls that a lot of teams probably would let hit the floor. So I feel that that's a major strength of our team. And like I said, the other one I think that we have definitely improved on is our teamwork, working together, accepting where we're at and things like that. A weakness definitely would be finishing games. We have a lot hard time being able to finish games when it gets close. We have a tendency to crumble. So I think that's like a weakness that we really need to overcome. Another weakness is our blocking. We don't have a whole lot of height, so I feel that that could be a weakness against us. But however, we have been working hard at that, but I definitely feel those are two weaknesses.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for your time, and we wish you the best of luck this season.
Thank you.
So now what about cross country?
Glad you asked. Let's go see what Mr. Fiedler has planned for his cross-country runners this year.
So, Mr. Fiedler, what are your team's goals this year?
Team goals? Every year we look at the conference as being one of the goals for the girls, and we look at the conference as a goal for the boys. And ultimately, you want to qualify for the state meet, and that entirely depends on where you are district-wise and where you're going to get sent district-wise and who's going to be there for the tough teams. So, you know, we look at being in the top three at the districts, and we look at being at the top one or two in the conference meet.
So what is your outlook on the season this year?
Well, we're young. We're young with the boys. We are sophomore dominated, so we're really young. You know, last night, first meet, and the boys won. It was a surprise. So, you know, we're going to have one of those years where we're going to have some ups and downs simply because we're young. The girls have to get healthy. That's the thing with the girls right now. We're just not well. So, you know, our expectations are always we want to get somebody to the state meet, whether it be an individual or whether it be at state meet or at the team level. So, you know, we think we can get individuals there with the boys, and we think we can get individuals there with the girls.
What are your strengths and weaknesses of this year's team?
Well, the girls right now, it's numbers. We've only got eight girls out, so that's always an issue. You run seven at the varsity level, and that's a big thing now. We've got three girls that are hurt right now, so that leaves us at five. So it's pretty difficult to run as tough as we want to run. And on the boys' side, it's a learning experience. We're young, and it's going to take a while for them to gel. So, you know, as the season goes on, we expect to get better by the week, and hopefully at the end of the season we'll surprise some people.
So do you see the end of the season in success, or?
Yeah, I do. I do because I think because we're so young, we're gonna improve. And with young kids, they see improvements a lot faster simply because they want to do the work to get to the next level. So you know, I see us being very competitive with both the boys and the girls at the end of the year.
All right. Well, good luck on your season.
Thanks.
And now we'll head over to Mr. Lorenzen's office, who will inform us on the outlook of the 2009 varsity football season.
Mr. Lorenzen, what are your team's goals this year?
Our team's goal this year is to get better each week and improve on week one to week two all the way through, and hopefully put ourselves in position to fight for the district crown.
What is your outlook on the season this year?
Well, it's different because we're replacing so many guys. We've had so many players that have played for so long, and now we're starting over basically. So outlook is that it's going to be a work in progress.
What are your strengths and weaknesses of this year's team?
I haven't figured out our strengths yet. I think our weaknesses are just lack of playing time. We got a lot of guys that have never played much, and it's just a process of them learning how to play the game of football at a high level.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, and we wish you the best of luck this season.
All right. Thank you.
Speaking of football, what's that humongous building next to our football field?
You don't know what that ginormous building is?
No. I just like to ask random questions that I already know the answer to. No, I don't know what that gigantic building is.
Well, then you're in for a treat. That mammoth building is our new concession stand. And not to mention, not two, but five stall bathrooms. It even has mirrors.
OMG. What do we need that massive building for in concession stand?
Well, to keep the line from building up way down to the 50-yard line, this has three windows and a lot more space for the workers to move around.
Sounds pretty convenient to me.
You bet!
I'll have to make sure to check that out at our next home football game.
All right, enough talk about football. Let's get to the ISATIS part of the podcast.
JP, would you rather be able to stop time while you slept, or would you never need to do the laundry?
Never do laundry.
And tell me why.
Because I don't remember what the first option was.
That works.
I'd rather stop time. Just do whatever you want.
I would choose never
do... You have
do
eight kids in your family.
Never choose to do laundry, because I do a lot of it.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with... Stop the time while you sleep, because you have so much more time for activities.
Postma, would you rather be able to stop time while you slept or never need to do your laundry?
Repeat the question.
Would you rather be able to stop time while you slept or never need to do laundry?
I'm thinking. I would rather stop time while I slept.
Why?
Because I love to sleep.
Why do you love to sleep?
Because I work so hard and I'm tired.
I doubt that. Can you give a better answer?
Because sleep is very important to our health.
Got it.
Laundry.
Why?
Because I like to sleep.
Okay.
That's a tough question, because if I always slept, you know, I'd never be tired when I woke up, but then I wouldn't ever wake up, so... Probably have to go with the laundry so I could wake up and enjoy the day.
So you don't like doing laundry?
I never do it, so I guess I don't know how bad it is.
That works.
I'll probably never do laundry.
Why is that?
Because I just hate doing laundry and don't ever want to do it.
Fair enough.
I don't know how to do laundry, so I'd probably rather stop time when I slept because then I could do more things. And my mom does my laundry anyways, so she probably wouldn't have anything to do.
Very well answered.
Probably stop time when I slept, because then I would have all the time in the world to do laundry.
Stop time while I slept.
Why?
Because then I'd never miss a moment of anything, ever.
Good night.
Wow, those were some pretty unique answers to that question. But let's wrap up this week's podcast with a quote from our very own Mark Twain.
Don't go around saying the world owes you a living. The world owes you nothing. It was here first.